we are now joined by winner of today's Expel 225, driver of the number 38 front row motorsports Ford, Zane Smith. Zane, this is your ninth truck series win, second at COTA, back to back. How does it feel to be in victory lane again?
Yeah, super cool. Not only for myself, but FRM in general. They're undefeated at COTA in general. So they have one in the rain and two in the dry. And especially this year, there is a stacked field. And so just really happy to be here. And we're kind of, it's deja vu of last year. We won Daytona, and then this was my second win. So an awesome year so far. Great to rebound after last week. And always just a fun time on road courses in general.
So we'll go ahead and open it up to questions. Let's go up here to Rob.
Rob T. Johnson for thepodiumfinish.net. Got a couple of questions for you, Zane. First of all, congrats on winning at Austin once again. What is it about this track that suits your driving style? And secondly, do you kind of wish you hadn't burned out your total, your winning truck today?
Yeah. Besides Victory Lane, today was pretty smooth for the most part. But I don't know. I mean, like I said, I love road courses in general. I feel like just from late 2 years ago, I had finally figured it out and we were done with the road courses. And then when I moved over to front row, I was able to apply what I've learned in the past couple of years to this group and their road course program already was pretty strong. And then I felt like we've just made it stronger with time. And so COTA is definitely one of the most proper and most fun road courses. I feel like on the high speed section is where we are the strongest. And that's what makes this place fun is you pick what side you want to be good on. If you want to be good on the low speed stuff, you're going to struggle on the high speed. And if you're good on the high speed, you're going to struggle on the low speed. So it's just trying to find that happy medium. And I feel like we have a pretty good package for you, obviously.
Let's go to Pop Chris.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. So do you know how your truck caught fire? Was it the flap or was there some rubber? Do you have any idea?
I think it was the, which I didn't think about this obviously, the rubber buildup on the mud flap and then it had just caught fire. And I didn't know. It didn't catch on fire when I was inside the truck. I had gotten out and it was white smoke and then all of a sudden I'm just covered in black smoke and I could hardly breathe. And so before I knew it, there was whistling telling everyone to get out of the way. And it was kind of scary there for a minute, but unfortunately, yeah, decently sized fire. But yeah, like I said, there wasn't really a mark on it all race long, and then Victory Lane's kind of a different story. I don't know. I'm probably in trouble after this one. I don't know how many more burnouts I'm going to be allowed to do.
Do we have any other questions for Zane? Let's go right back up here.
Zane, how much confidence does this season give you? I'm imagining this is going to be sort of your farewell season to the Truck Series as you're hoping to go up to the top series of NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you see a lot of people get rushed to the Cup Series, and I've kind of been there, and I'm with a really good group right now, and these trophies are extremely hard to come by, no matter who you are, and I'm 23 years old, and I hope to be in this sport for a very long time, but I want to try to collect as many of these trophies as I can and build my confidence up as much as I can to hopefully see Sunday one day. And when I get there, I could be ready to go.
Steven.
Steven Stump, frontdrift.com. Kyle Busch obviously was leading until that caution went back to, I think, 16th. When he was making that initial run through the field and went to third in just a couple of laps, what was going through your mind if the team told you anything?
Yeah, I knew he was going to get up there fast, but this year for me has been a lot of deja vu. And today especially, the roles were reversed with me and him. Last year, I got the stage win, and then he short pitted in that final stage with about 15, 12 to go, whatever it was. Same exact for us. He had gotten to start on the pole, and I think I started 18th, and was fortunately able to get up there and contend for the win. And I mean, it was the exact same thing this year. Just like I said, we were on opposite sides of it. So I thought he was going to have a caution there, but I was surprised how fast he got to third in a way, just with the amount of traffic and whatnot. But I knew while he was trying to get through traffic, I needed to put together some really good laps yet still save something for the end if it was going to come down to me and him. And so I charged hard those first four laps, built up about a 6-second lead, and then pretty much the rest of the race just managed brakes. I started getting a really soft pedal, and so was just trying to manage that, and obviously tire fall off is big here, and so just kind of bounced him back from 5 seconds to 6 seconds. I just did not want him in striking distance. He is so strong under the braking zones. And so fortunately I was able to keep him back there and we're able to get another Coda trophy. Yep.
Dustin Albino, J-Ski. Zane, you kind of hit on this earlier, but why do you feel like you are so comfortable on these road courses?
Yeah, I'm really not sure. I mean, I grew up racing karts, I felt like half my life now. And so just a bunch of really competitive karting. A lot of my friends that I grew up karting with are winning races on the IndyCar side. I have people that I grew up karting with even on the F1 side. And it's really cool to see where we've all ended up. I'm happy I ended up on the NASCAR side of things. But, yeah, I mean, just I feel like my karting background, and I ran some road courses in Legend cars and then kind of grew away from it. And then my first road course start in a stock car was in a truck, and it took me some time learning it. It's a lot of the time slower is faster in some areas, but then when you need to get after it, you get after it. And I just feel like I've kind of found that, but just road course racing gets me so excited. Yeah, well, I mean, the two big ones I want to name off, I guess, on the IndyCar side is Colton Herta. Him and I grew up racing literally every single weekend together on the West Coast. And then on the F1 side, Logan Sargeant. It's just really cool to, one, see an American on the F1 side again, but Colton also killing it in IndyCar. Yep.
Hey, Zane. Rodney Rodriguez, HornFM.com. Talk about track conditions today. Extremely hot. I know humidity yesterday was a factor, but with tire wear and grip and such, how was that on your drive today with the Texas heat?
Yeah, I heard that Ty and Kyle were super hot. I mean, I was hot out there, but I've definitely been hotter. Like I said, my race was relatively smooth, and I was just trying to pace myself there. But I can assure them I was probably the hottest in victory lane when I was on fire. So I don't know. I mean, I personally like when these hotter races come around. I'm one over the cold, but I feel like the training side and how hard you work during the week really comes out on these hotter races. Yep.
Do we have any final questions for Zane? All right. Well, congratulations. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.